You're listening to SBS News.
It's estimated about 1.2 million people are on JobSeeker payments in Australia. But the current supplement offering recipients $150 a fortnight is set to end on March the 31st. After that, a base rate rise of $50 per fortnight will come into effect, but it comes with stricter mutual obligation requirements. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says this move signals a change in gears and a shift towards longer-term measures.
We are now confident that at the end of next month, that our social safety net can once again be able to provide the support it needs to Australians as we come out of the COVID-19 recession, for that social safety net to be there for them if they find themselves without work.
Mr Morrison says the priority is to help people looking for work to finish up on job seeker payments and gain employment.
Every person we get back into a job means that will be a lesser cost to the taxpayer, and that's why the mutual obligation arrangement is so important.
Job seekers will soon need to attend face-to-face appointments with their providers and must conduct more job searches each month. Labor's Linda Burney says she will be focusing on those mutual obligation requirements in preparation for the new system rollout.
Look, the social security system is complex. It involves lots of payments. It means different things to different people. And unless you truly understand the social security system, it's hard to understand some arbitrary amount.
Greens Whip Senator Rachel Seward warns mutual obligations can have a detrimental effect on job seekers.
We know that the payment needs to be upwards of $900 in order to ensure that people are no longer living in poverty.
But it's not just unemployed Australians facing more scrutiny as they seek out work. Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says job providers will undergo extra audits too.
We need to ensure that our job providers are following up on our job seekers and ensuring that they are doing the right thing. Remember, this is all about getting people off welfare and into work. We currently undertake around 4% of the caseload by way of an audit. We will be increasing that to 10% of the caseload.
The government says this is the single biggest increase in unemployment benefits since 1986. Approximately 1.95 million people on working age payments will be eligible for the increases from April the 1st. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's been a difficult economic period and there are ongoing challenges.
I think there's a fair case to ensure that there's greater equity going forward.
Social Services Minister Anne Rustin agrees the system needs to be fair and sustainable.
And we've made sure that in doing this that we have balanced their support, incentive to work, and making sure that we have a sustainable welfare system into the future, so that not only today but into the future we'll have a system that can support people who need it.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says the government's choice to implement JobSeeker during the coronavirus pandemic indicates it knew the welfare rate was too low.
Because the cost of living hasn't suddenly halved since the worst of the pandemic is over. There's no reason for for people to be plunged back into poverty. We're a wealthy country, but there's 2 million people who either don't have a job or don't have enough hours of work. There's about 12 people looking for every job that's available, and the government is plunging job seekers back into poverty.
Mr. Bandt says unemployed people who have little financial support can't afford to pay for costs associated with a job interview like clothing or a haircut. The Australian Council of Social Services' Cassandra Goldie is worried that the government has missed a big opportunity to improve support substantially.
This government has announced an increase of $3.50 per day. This $3.50 per day is a measly, mean-spirited and complete betrayal of what is needed.
The JobKeeper scheme, which targets businesses and not-for-profits, was extended until the end of next month, but there are also concerns about this measure. Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles used Question Time to ask the Prime Minister about the potential loss of these payments.
Next month, 1.3 million Australians will have their JobKeeper payments ripped away by his government. How many of those 1.3 million Australians will lose their jobs?
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Thank you.